Welcome to the Samantha J. Murphy Show, where we talk about life, love, health and well-being, and work towards building a happier life through conscious awareness and positive change. Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Samantha J. Murphy. I hope you're all doing okay out there. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode. I'm going to get straight into this week's topic, which is a big subject, and it's called dealing with sudden hair loss. And I'm going to talk in particular today about hair loss in women, although hair loss obviously affects both men and women. Now, when some people think of hair loss, they may often think of a picture of a man going bald due to his genetic makeup or hormone changes as he ages. And it seems to be something that is accepted by society as just being part of the norm. In men, the balding process can develop as a receding hairline, or in some cases, men lose hair from the middle part of the head that eventually gets larger and becomes a wider bald spot. But either way, going bald for a man can still be difficult to face, and some men may seek out regrowth products and even hair pieces and transplants to try and slow down the process of hair loss. However, holding on to the hair can often prove difficult, especially if it's due to genetics and hormone changes, and hair transplants can be quite costly. So this can often result in a man just shaving the remainder of his hair off, as it's often easier to manage. And many men do actually shave full heads of hair off to have a bald head, as it's quite a fashionable and popular look to have these days anyway. But what about hair loss in women? Although women can look really good with a shaved head, and some may choose to shave their hair off to go with that type of look, and that's great. What about those women who don't have a choice? The women that are used to having long hair or thick hair or thin hair in a cute style and are very happy with the way that their hair looks and don't really want to change it. What about when they experience hair loss? For many women, their hair is very important to them and the way that they look. It's frequently said that hair is your crown in glory and often says a lot about your personality. It's a symbol of femininity and often defines who you are and is a big part of your identity. And hair loss can often leave women feeling miserable, scared, worried and even embarrassed about what is going on, especially if they've never experienced any type of hair loss before. We've all had those bad hair days where your hair just doesn't go right and it can leave you feeling in a bad mood all day or even ruin your night if you're going out for the evening and your hair looks crap. I remember washing my hair 3 times in one night when I was in my early 20s before going out on a particular night out because I just couldn't get my hair to look right. Something that my boyfriend at the time still laughs at today. And he told me years later that when he finally got me out the door, my hair looked exactly the same as it did after the first wash. But of course, he didn't dare mention it to me at the time, otherwise we would never have got out the door. So you can see how important hair is to women. And it's amazing how fabulous you can feel when you walk out the hairdressers with a spring in your step and a smile on your face after getting your hair done. It can really brighten up your day and boost your self-confidence. So it can be devastating for a woman when her hair begins to shed all over in a way that leaves hair feeling so much thinner than normal, or it starts to fall out in clumps, leaving behind bald patches. It can also be quite traumatic when you don't understand what is happening and you feel as if you're going to lose all your hair completely. If this is something you're going through, you're not alone. According to a 2014 survey by the International Society of Hair Restoration Surgery, approximately 35 million men in the US suffer from some type of hair loss, while approximately 21 million women are affected by hair loss. And that by age 35, 40% of men are suffering from some kind of visible hair loss, and for women by age 40, 40% will notice some kind of hair loss. So what's going on? Well, the thing to look at is that there are different types of hair loss that occur through a variety of reasons and different types of treatments. The first thing you should do if you notice hair loss is to visit your doctor, who will refer you to a dermatologist who can diagnose what kind of hair loss condition you're suffering from and offer treatments, including medications. And you could also go to see a trichologist, and they often will look closely at your scalp to see what's going on, and sometimes offer more of a holistic approach when it comes to treatments too. Now, everyone has seasonal hair loss, which is normal, and in fact we shed around 50 to 100 hairs a day. However, things can change once you come up against certain hair loss conditions and you start to lose considerably more hair on a daily basis. Now, the first thing I want to say to everyone experiencing this is don't panic. Stress is one of the biggest reasons that hair falls out, so stressing is not going to help in solving the issue. Take a deep breath and then look at what's actually going on, and look at the possible causes to see what options are available to you, and then seek the help that you need. And there is a lot of help out there, so please bear this in mind when you're going through this, because there's a lot of help and you will get through this. So just keep that in your mind. So I'm going to get a bit more scientific here, because I think it's important to get more of an understanding about hair loss. And by looking at the normal hair cycle, it gives us a bit more of a bigger picture about what actually happens to your hair. So the hair cycle grows in four phases. The first phase is called the anagen phase, which is the hair growing stage. Now, in normal hair growth, 80% of hair is in the growing or the anagen phase, and this is the longest phase, which can vary between 4 to 6 years for scalp hair. However, I just want to add here that this phase can be cut short through factors such as stress, diet and aging, but I'm going to talk about that a bit later on. When the anagen phase ends, the second phase begins, which is the catagen phase. And what happens here is that the hair detaches from the blood vessels and dermal papillae, and the hair stops growing as there's no longer any blood supply and oxygen supply to it. So the hair basically dies. And this lasts for about 2 weeks, and the hair is pushed into the third phase, which is the telogen phase. Now, normally about 15% of hair is in the telogen, or the resting phase, which is another name for the telogen phase, where hair rests for about 3 months. Then the anagen phase starts again and new hair starts to grow. After about 3 months, the fourth phase begins, the exogen phase. And as the new hair comes through, it pushes the resting or detached hair out to make room for the new hair. And I just want to add that each hair follicle is on a different time cycle, and this is so that all your hair doesn't fall out at the same time. So now you know a bit more about the hair cycle and what your hair should be doing. If you're dealing with any type of hair loss, you might want to know about possible causes, and it can also be helpful to write down any key dates that you notice in your hair loss, such as when did it roughly start, or does it appear worse some days more than others, are there any particular triggers, etc. And let your doctor know as much information as you can, because it can really help them pinpoint what's going on. I just want to add that if your doctor asks you to collect hair that you're losing to show them when you go in for an appointment, then by all means do. But don't collect the hair that you're losing and bag it up on a daily basis. When you keep looking at bags of your hair, it really doesn't help to put you in a positive mindset, and it can just make you feel worse. Just pick the hair up and throw it away. You don't need to look at it. You know you're losing hair, and you don't need to be constantly reminded of it. So concentrate on the positive things that you can do to help your hair, and focus on the fact that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and that everything's going to be okay. So after you've sat down and taken a deep breath and you feel a little bit calmer, a good place to start is to look at anything that you might have control over that could be causing or adding to your hair loss issue. So the first one that I want to mention is hair loss through overstyling. Now, everyone wants their hair to look nice, but sometimes if you overdo it, you can cause damage. Some of the reasons hair falls out through styling can be overuse of heat products, washing and blow drying hair every day, and blow drying on a very hot heat setting can really dry hair out. And if you're using red hot straighteners too often as well, you might find that your hair starts to break off because it's so brittle and weak. Also, if you have really tight braids or extensions that add a lot of weight to your hair, that can really create a lot of tension on hair and can cause breakage and hair being actually pulled from the root, which can leave bald spots too. If you over bleach or colour your hair, the chemicals in the products can also cause damage and ruin the texture of your hair too. Now, if this is the case and this is what you've been doing, it's pretty straightforward in what the answer is. Look at what you're doing and change it. It's always best to go to your hairdresser and get a good trim and condition and discuss what options are available to you to try and get your hair back in some sort of condition that you're happy with. If you want to keep your hair as close to the length that it is after you've had a trim and condition at the hairdresser's, the hairdresser will probably tell you to invest in a good shampoo and conditioner that can help put the moisture back into your hair, especially if it's really dry, each time you wash it as well. Don't wash and blow dry your hair every day as it can dry out even more, and let it dry naturally wherever you can. Talk to your hairdresser about hair dyes that may have less harsher chemicals in them too, or try to dye your hair less often if you can. Be gentle with your hair at all times. Brush your hair carefully and comb through wet hair very gently before styling. Now, the next thing that you can look at is your diet. Now, you might say, well, some people eat nothing but junk food and have a crap diet and they still have a great head of hair. And that may well be true in some cases, but there can be different factors that go into why one individual is not suffering with hair loss and you are. The most important thing is to give your hair the best nutrition you can to help it if it's falling out. One of the first things to do is to make sure that you're getting all your necessary daily nutrients from a balanced diet for full body health, which includes your hair. And you may not realise this, but if you're not eating enough nutrients, your body will use the nutrients that it does receive to keep the body's important functions working and take valuable nutrients away from hair, which is seen as less important compared to other vital functions that the body has. This can often happen if you're doing an extremely low calorie diet or your diet is low or lacking in B vitamins such as biotin and also iron, vitamin C, vitamin D, calcium, omega-3s and protein. So look at your diet and look up what foods contain these nutrients and add more of those foods into your diet or take supplements. But what about if you haven't damaged your hair through styling and your diet is pretty good? What if you notice that when you wash your hair, a lot more hair comes out than usual? Or you're at a point where you're frightened to brush your hair because every time you do, seeing the vast amount of hair in the brush makes you panic and think that soon you're not going to have any hair left if you keep brushing it. Or you look at the floor and you sweep up the hair that's on the bathroom floor and the amount you collect feels like you could make a whole wig from it. Well, if this is the case, you may be suffering from a very common cause of hair loss that is called telogen effluvium. And a big factor that can cause this is stress. When our bodies are under a lot of stress, our hair can be one of the first places that suffer. And it's not always easy to eliminate a stressful situation out of our life. When stress is the reason behind your hair loss, you can develop telogen effluvium, which is typically where your hair just starts shedding all over. And what's actually happening is that approximately 70% of the hair that is in the anagen phase, which is normally there for 2 to 4 years, is prematurely pushed into the telogen or resting phase. And so more hair comes out of the head than normal. Some of the causes of telogen effluvium can be a shock to the system, a huge life event like a divorce, death, childbirth, extreme weight loss, hormonal shifts, surgery, physical trauma, and there's others as well. But you can see how stress on the body is a huge factor here. The shedding normally starts about 3 months after the stress or life event and usually lasts about 6 months. And then after that, the hair loss slows down and stabilizes. And I just want to emphasize that you won't lose all of your hair during this time, even though it can really feel like it when you're going through this, because you're seeing a lot more hair than normal coming out. So just try and de-stress yourself wherever possible. Meditation is a great way to calm your mind and center yourself. So even if you can add 10 minutes of meditation into your schedule before you go to bed, it can be helpful and may actually help you sleep better. Some people find any kind of exercise really helps with stress, and yoga's a particularly good one. Or even just talking to a friend over a cuppa about your situation can often help take the pressure off. Could even help with finding a solution to the stress that you're actually dealing with. Now, the telogen effluvium is also what a lot of women experience when they're going through the menopause as the body ages and hormonal changes take place and hormone levels change. And although hair can does eventually stop falling out and continue to grow, you have to understand that as you age, the hair does change. Grey hair is drier and coarser than regular hair, and hair can become thinner in structure, and the anagen stage shortens. So hair may not grow as long as it used to as we get older. So this can be slightly different than having telogen effluvium in your 20s, where it may grow back exactly the same as it was before the triggering of the hair loss, because the hormone change in aging is not something that generally affects women in their 20s. So for some women going through menopausal symptoms, hair might be slightly thinner when it grows back due to the aging process and hormone changes. So it's really important that you eat a healthy diet, take supplements, and really nurture your hair with good hair care habits, such as using good conditioners and hair protectors when blow drying, and also getting regular trims to get rid of dead ends and brushing gently at all times. However, if you find that your hair is falling out in clumps and you're noticing bald patches, you may be dealing with a condition called alopecia areata. And what this means is that for some unknown reason, the immune system attacks the hair follicle. And though there is no known cure for this condition, there are treatments available to help hair grow back. So ask your doctor about those ones. Finally, another reason your hair may be falling out may be due to taking certain medications or even having some medical treatments such as chemotherapy, which can cause hair to fall out as well. And some people suffer from certain medical conditions that can cause hair loss, such as thyroid disorder. But a doctor will be able to give you more information on any of the possible medical conditions that you might be suffering from, if any of those are ones that cause hair loss too. Although hair loss can be very traumatic to men and women, remember that you're more than your hair. And once you get some kind of grip on your hair loss situation, try and focus on the other talents or qualities that you possess and put your energy into nurturing those. I know it can be hard, but try not to focus on the hair loss. Try and trust the process that once your hair is triggered into hair loss, you just have to go through the cycle. And in most cases, especially with telogen effluvium, the hair does grow back. So I'm going to do a quick summary of what I've covered so far and then add a couple of extra points to think about. First of all, consult your doctor for advice and referrals. Look at your diet and improve it wherever possible. Make sure you're getting all your nutrients and be mindful to include foods that are rich in iron, vitamin B, vitamins, vitamin C, calcium, vitamin D, and protein. make an appointment to see your hairdresser, who will look at your hair and advise you on what you can do to improve the overall appearance of hair, and maybe suggest some hair treatments and products for you. If you're considering hair extensions, then seek advice from a hairdresser that specialises in extensions, because if your hair is already fragile, and they will tell you if it is, the weight of extensions may pull on the hair and worsen the hair loss. And if that is the case, ask the hairdresser if you could possibly use clip-on ones that can be used as an alternative, where you can just wear them for a couple of hours at a time, especially if you're going somewhere special. It might be something that is more doable and can cause less damage to the hair. You can also check out wigs, and there's some amazing ones out there, especially the ones made of human hair. I just want to add that if you do choose to take supplements, do your research and be mindful of products that claim to make your hair grow 4 inches in a month, or some unrealistic promise of a miracle cure. I know that when you're losing your hair, you can feel desperate enough to try anything, but please don't waste your money on this nonsense, because it is just a waste of money. And by the way, hair grows at a rate of about 0.5 inch a month, so bear this in mind when you're looking at all these wonder products. A good way to check out products and supplements is to look at their reviews online, and not just on one site, but check out as many reputable sites for reviews as you can. Also, some people actually do videos where they test out a product and record their process over a period of months, which can also be pretty helpful, because you're seeing if the product works or the supplement works by their progress. And once you get all this information, it can make you a bit more comfortable with making the decision on whether or not you want to actually give the product or supplement a go. I've really only scratched the surface with the general information I've given you today, as hair loss is a huge topic. But I hope that this has helped some of you out there that are going through this. Please consult your hairdresser and your doctor as soon as you can, so that you can get the support you need. And any online support groups for people dealing with hair loss is often a useful source for sharing experiences with other people that are going through the same thing as you. Please subscribe if you want to hear more episodes. And as always, I'll be sharing this episode on Instagram, SamanthaJMurphy7, Facebook, SamanthaJMurphy, and Twitter, SamanthaJMurph7. So please feel free to comment and share experiences on those platforms, because you can be helping other people that are also going through hair loss situations like you are. So that's it for this week's episode. Thank you again, everyone, for listening in. Bye for now, and I will see you next time. Cheers.